Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brian Billick joins us right now. You know him, you love him, right? He joins us all the time. An NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at Coach Billick. You can see Brian on NFL Network's NFL Playbook. That's Wednesday at 6:30 our time. Coach, good morning. How is everything?
Everything's great. Good weekend of football.
It was an unbelievable week of football. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Give us your thoughts, though, really quick on the Antonio Brown situation. Does he have to go now?
Well, one of two things have to happen, in my opinion, and at the root of it, my guess is, and again, I have no more insight to it than anybody else, that what this really coming down to is he wants a new contract. This is what typically happens when a player looks and says, look, I don't know that my current situation, I want to get paid better. I don't, the last 2 years of my contract, I'm the best receiver in the National Football League. The Steelers are not one to typically do this, so I probably need to go someplace else. So you make yourself as unpalatable as you can for an organization. No, I don't think there's a way out of this other than for him to go. The only alternative is for him to come out and kind of do a mea culpa and saying, look, it's my bad. I didn't mean to be disruptive or disrespectful to the organization, and I won't continue to act like this. And it doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
A lot of criticism from all over for Ben Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin for their role in, quote-unquote, creating AB. What do you think – what roles do the quarterback and head coach play when you're dealing with a diva?
Well, and you see this across the league. You know, as a teammate and as a coach, you want to support your teammate. And so any number of coaches and around the league will have a player. You look at OBJ in New York, even a Tom Coughlin as you know, authoritarian and as tough a guy as Tom Coughlin is, they kind of enabled OBJ and his actions, and you know, dismiss, well, that's just his personality. He's a hard worker. He's a good team member. His team loves him. So you kind of cover for guys and then you hope that you can sit privately. That's what I'm talking about in terms of if you get a sense that, like OBJ did to get the new contract, if you remember, that's really what this was about before in New York. And there was that, well, you know, no, I see the arrows my ways. I'm going to be a good guy. He talked them into giving them the next contract. Now, whether he'll conduct himself that way or not, it ended up costing Tom Coughlin his job, as it did the next guy. And so, I would think they'd be mindful of that, of recognizing you want to support players, their individuality, the money aspect of what's going on. But at the same point, if it becomes so disruptive for the team, then there's got to be a change. So I don't know that it enabled him. You're trying to support a teammate, but at the end of the day, it often goes like this.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Brian Billick joining us here, NFL Network. Last thing in this regard, can Juju Smith-Schuster, let's say AB's not here, can Juju Smith-Schuster be as good and put up the same numbers?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he's obviously a gifted talent. And if there's one thing that the Steelers know how to do, it's acquire wide receivers, whether it's the draft or free agency. Their run of being able to identify those talents, frankly, very envious coming from Baltimore, whether it's my time or since in Baltimore. That's one of the, as good as a job as they do is drafting. That's the one position they haven't been able to crack, and they've had to throw a bunch of free agent money and bring different guys in. It seems like whoever the Steelers select at receiver ends up being a guy. And so, yes, their potential. Now, to say, is he going to be as good as what is currently the best receiver in the National Football League? That's putting a lot of pressure on the young man. He certainly has a lot of talent. But I've got great faith in the Steeler organization to be able to continue to plug in a group of receivers that that are capable of duplicating what they've done to this point.
On to the games this weekend, Brian. I want to start with the game, the last game, and that drive in the third quarter by the Saints. Considering the obstacles they had to overcome just in that drive, I love the patience of Drew Brees to not panic and to be able to get that team through that. Just comment about that drive and what the Saints were able to do there.
Well, you heard, I heard just as you ran that clip of Drew Brees talking about it, the pride they had. That is rare air. I mean, it's one thing to put together a long drive in that situation. That's the hallmark of a champion team, to be able to close out, or close to close out. Even having said that, you know, the Eagles still had an opportunity to come back. But that drive and the fact, typically a drive like that, all it takes is one or two penalties or a sack to take you out of that long drive, to now put you into that. You know, you can be rolling along there, and all of a sudden now you find yourself in a third and 15, third and 12, third and 16. I think they overcame. So that was special.
You've coordinated an offense. You've done things with an offensive line. You've been a head coach in the NFL. Tell me, Patrick Mahomes at 23 years old, do you still watch football on Sundays and go, I can't believe this kid's 23 years old?
Yeah, I don't care if he's 43. I mean, the things that he does, that unique talent, his ability to see the field, move around the pocket, do things outside the pocket, that he's got just an unbelievably pure, quick release. He's accurate. It's been a while since we've seen someone come in of these unique talents that can put it all together. And then obviously what they've got to augment it by way of a Tyreek Hill and a Kelsey, this is a special group. Yeah, I don't think we've seen the likes of this kid ever.
The thing that stuck out to me about that game was Kansas City's defense. Can they have that type of performance, or they have the capability of being able to do better against Tom Brady than they did first time around?
Yeah, that seems to be the focus for everybody. Obviously, it's a spectacular offense, but I think everybody's hesitation in stamping them, you know, this is the team to beat, this is going to be a Super Bowl champion, is the defense. And at times they play really well. At times they play really poor. I remember, and it's probably not a fair compare, this is the worst-ranked defense in the National Football League. This is not, you know, okay, their own, you know, average defense. This is statistically the worst defense in the National Football League. Now, having said that, when you have an offense as dynamic as Kansas City, and you get up as quickly as they had during the course of the season, it's not fair to really rank a defense based on statistics, because everybody just has to start throwing the ball around and get a bunch of junk yards, and you know, it's not going to impact the game. So they're going to be passing up, going, okay, we'll let you do some of this, but we're not have to pressure. We're not going to leave ourselves vulnerable to the big play, because you're not going to make enough of these plays to overcome the fact that our offense is zipping up and down the field. So to lay that criticism at Cincinnati or Kansas City's feet as the worst ranked defense in the league probably isn't fair, but it is an indicator that they have had some problems. But if they can step up the way they do, particularly at home, now again, it comes down to you, New England, classical. Okay, what they can do, whatever they got to do to win. And obviously, the formula to beat Kansas City, they've got to grind out the yards. They've got to use the efficiency of Tom Brady and the running game that looked pretty solid against a defense that is maybe not, you know, the upper half, upper echelon of defenses in the league. Can New England do that? Absolutely. Can they do it on the road? And we'll have to see. Because that's the only way that they're going to stop that Kansas City offense, is to hold on to the ball, like we've seen when they have not struggled, but teams that have had success against Kansas City have done it that way.
Brian Billick, for just a couple more minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. I'm glad you touched on that. All right, Mahomes, Brady, Goff, and Brees, the four quarterbacks that are left. And everybody talks a lot about throwing it all over the yard. At this time of the year, no matter what, in playoff football, don't you have to leverage the scrimmage line and run the football effectively to have any chance of winning?
Well, absolutely. And that, I'm kind of putting my notes together and getting ready for our Wednesday playbook show on the network. And absolutely, the thing that jumps out at me was the weekend of, I mean, you're talking about Damian Williams for the Chiefs ran for 129 yards, throwing Tariq Hill as well. C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley collectively or individually both had over 100 yards, so they had almost 250 yards rushing. Sony Michel had 129 yards rushing. The Saints ran for 138 yards. Absolutely. That was the thing that jumped out at me at the weekend. You know, we've got some great quarterbacks going on here that are going to augment, but it was everybody's ability, everybody that won, everybody's ability to run the ball. You know, and it's noteworthy to remember also now the home team swept and the top seeds. I mean, we get all excited the first couple weekends because the wild card, you know, boy, this team and Indianapolis playing so well, and boy, what is San Diego going to do? But at the end of the day, it went to chalk, didn't it? I mean, the number we're looking at the number one and number two seeds in both, and the home teams won. So, what the season showed us kind of came true in the playoffs as well, as we got the one and two seeds playing where they're supposed to be playing based on chalk. But it was the ability and how much the running game did control those games that I think is significant.
Brian, Aaron Donald is a Pittsburgh native. He played at Pitt, so we might look more fondly on him than maybe other places do, but give us your impressions from a national perspective, just your thoughts on Aaron Donald, the player, and his impact.
Defensive player of the year. I mean, just huge. And that's the challenge for the Rams. You would think with he and Sue and those linebackers that, and they did a nice job the other day, that they would be able to hold up against what looks to be a pretty solid running game and commitment by the Saints, and they're going to have to. But yeah, he's the defensive MVP of the league this year. I would, for my money, absolute dominant player, both from a run standpoint and his ability to put pressure from the inside.
Brian Billick, Coach, we thank you so very much. Brian Billick, NFL Network analyst. You know that. Follow him on Twitter at Coach Billick and check him out on TV, NFL Playbook, Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Thanks again, Coach. We'll chat soon.
Sure thing.
All right. Thanks, the best. So, so good. he is right about that. You know, I watched those go ahead,
Jeff. No, I was going to say, that point about Kansas City's
that's
defense.
That's what I was going to say.
Is spot on. I mean, they do get up, and they do give up yards because of that, and that's something that sometimes you forget about.
But they're the new NFL. They get one stop when they need to. It's not about this Steelers defense of the 90s. It's not about those Baltimore defenses that you think of with Ray Lewis and Brian Billick, Coach. You know, it's not about that. The new NFL feels like it is get a timely stop in the red zone here and there and make them try to kick a field goal when it would otherwise be a touchdown.
And take chances for turnovers.
Miss.
And take chances for turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll give up the big play, that's okay. But get that turnover every once in a while and you'll win a lot of games.
I mean, New England blew a team out yesterday. Still give up 28 points. You think about that like 10, 15 years ago, you're like, we gave up 28 points. Do we have a chance to win?
How hot was that L.A. team going in there, and their defense stepped up three and out, three and out, three and out, three and out?
I mean, the Rams won. They gave up 22 points, and it didn't feel like it was in jeopardy all that much. I mean, you know, look at Philly. Philly gets up quick, and then you just – timely turnover.
Now, you look at that long drive from the Philly perspective, they couldn't make a play. They got so much help from penalties, you know, third and 20s, and they couldn't stop Michael Thomas. Of course, no one can right now.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.